Hello, everyone. Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today, we're on What is Creation, and we're on lesson 327. Only four left in this section. What is creation? Creation is the sum of all God's thoughts in number infinite and everywhere without all limit. Only love creates, and only like itself. There was no time when all that it created was not there, nor will there be a time when anything that it created suffers any change. Forever and forever are God's thoughts exactly as they were and as they are, unchanged through time and after time is done.
God's thoughts are given all the power that their own creator has, for he would add to love by its extension. Thus, his Son shares in creation and must therefore share in power to create. What God has willed to be forever one will still be one when time is over, and will not be changed throughout the course of time, remaining as it was before the thought of time began.
Creation is the opposite of all illusions, for creation is the truth. Creation is the Holy Son of God, for in creation is his will complete in every aspect, making every part container of the whole. Its oneness is forever guaranteed and inviolate, forever held within his holy will, beyond all possibility of harm, of separation, imperfection, and of any spot upon its sinlessness.
We are creation, we the sons of God. We seem to be discreet and unaware of our eternal unity with him. Yet back of all our doubts, past all our fears, there still is certainty. For love remains with all its thoughts, and its sureness being theirs. God's memory is in our holy minds, which know their oneness and their unity with their Creator. Let our function be only to let this memory return, only to let God's will be done on earth, only to be restored to sanity, and to be but as God created us.
Our Father calls to us. We hear his voice, and we forgive creation in the name of its Creator, holiness itself, whose holiness his own creation shares, whose holiness is still a part of us. What is creation?
Lesson 327. I need but call, and you will answer me. I am not asked to take salvation on the basis of an unsupported faith. For God has promised he will hear my call and answer me himself. Let me but learn from my experience that this is true, and faith in him must surely come to me. This is the faith that will endure and take me farther and still farther on the road that leads to him. For thus I will be sure that he has not abandoned me and loves me still, awaiting but my call to give me all the help I need to come to him.
Father, I thank you that your promises will never fail in my experience, if I but test them out. Let me attempt, therefore, to try them and to judge them not. Your word is one with you. You give the means whereby conviction comes and surety of your abiding love is gained at last. Lesson 327, I need but call and you will answer me.
Oh, I love how you just said that. I need but call. So I read it as I need but call and you will answer me. And you read it as I need but call and you will answer me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. Yeah, that was helpful. And you know what? This is true. Whenever, so, you know, the course talks about a heartfelt prayer. And when we have, we can, what I say, maybe pray or, you know, just, I guess that would be the word. I don't know if it's the word, but then because then it distinguishes from what we think we're doing to then a heartfelt prayer. And a heartfelt prayer is different. And in my experience, as a Course student and also as a Christian in the days gone by, and as a real searcher, it doesn't matter what I identify myself as. All through my life, when I have prayed what A Course in Miracles refers to as a heartfelt prayer, there has not been a time when I have called and I wasn't answered. Not necessarily the answer that I was thinking about or that I would have thought about or conjured up. But that's kind of how I know that I've always been answered.
But even when it's not been the answer that you thought of, it's been an answer. That, and it was probably better than what you thought of.
Yes, it always has been better than I thought. I mean, even in what would be more challenging situations, when I prayed the heartfelt prayer and I received the answer, there was peace. Like I just felt calm about whatever it was. How about you?
Very much a similar experience, that feeling of peace. That's when it's like I knew I'm not alone in whatever the situation was. And no, in my experience as well, it hasn't been the answer I wanted, but it was a better answer.
Or even if it was a painful situation, did you feel like that I'm not alone feeling, which made the painful situation a lot easier?
In some of those instances, it was more like a hindsight, I'm not alone. Like in the moment, oh, I sure felt alone. But then when there was some distance, either physically or just time-wise, between myself and the situation, and I could look back, then I could see, oh, I really wasn't alone even when I felt like it.
You know, I know you and I have both talked to a lot of folks about spiritual things, and we've had spiritual groups and all of that. And it's been a blessing in my life, you know, speaking to folks that have really, really struggled. And when they have prayed a heartfelt prayer, I mean, someone they love still maybe died, but they had this feeling inside. It wasn't discounting their sadness or their grief, and they still would be in grief. Their heart still could be breaking, and yet they know that they're not alone in their sadness too. And so that's what I think it's talking about here in our lesson today, lesson 327, is that I am not asked to take salvation on the basis of unsupported faith, for God has promised he will hear my call and answer me himself. That doesn't mean that everything in life is going to work out how we think it's going to work out, or we're going to have a perfect life, so to speak. What we are is we're supported in our journey home.
What's fascinating, so you read this first line earlier, and then you read it again. I must have missed it. Like, where was I with the first time? First time you read it, because the second time it hit me differently. Because when you think of the definition of faith, which is, and I love the way you say it,
being sure of things unseen.
Yeah, that's not what this is. Because I'm not asked to take salvation on the basis of unsupported faith. Like, this lesson is actually asking us to test the help out.
See, I read it a little differently. I can still use that definition of being sure of things unseen, but I'm not supported in it. I'm supported in it. So if someone I love has something happen to them, and I think in the old days I would say, like, how could God do this to me? Or how could God let this happen? Or how could God do that to them? Where now I'm really coming from a space of, number one, you know, the Bible says Jesus wept, right? So things can occur in the physical, in time, that can be heartbreaking and tragic. And to bring compassion and love to that, and also to know that that isn't the truth of who we are. And so that's the supported faith, where I can be sure of things unseen because there's something also inside of me that just knows we're not alone.
But is it still unseen if I need but call and you will answer me?
Because the answer may not be like the person lives, or the bankruptcy is stopped, you know, or you get the job that you really hope you get. It's just that you know that love is walking alongside you during those instances. Instead of feeling like really, really alone, you know, like I said, I used to say like, God, how could God do this to me? Or hearing another tragedy, like, why would God let that happen? And now I don't come from the place like, why would God let that happen? It's like, well, Jesus wept. Tragedies are going to happen in the ego thought system and in the physical and in time. And yet if we choose to allow love in, love goes with me wherever I go, even through the tragedy.
I guess that's, for me, is what makes the faith become something seen rather than unseen. Because even in the tragedy, there's maybe still a feeling of peace, or I can look back and see, well, how I was being gently guided through it. That, to me, those experiences point to me that the faith isn't something unseen just because I didn't see it in the moment, because I can look back and say, oh, wow, there was more to that whole situation than met the eye in the moment.
So do you think that it's easier to see underneath are the level everlasting arms? Is it easier to see that in hindsight?
Depends on the situation. I think if there's so much emotional charge, you could say, then yes. But some of the situations that aren't as emotionally charged, it's easier to see love's fingerprints on them.
At the moment.
So as we mentioned in the last, what is the last judgment? One of the lessons in that one, where we were driving and it was rainy and it's unusual for there to be rain, a lot of rain here. So not a lot of people know how to drive very well in the rain. So it's rainy, it's hard to see, and a car just like comes out of a side street and just tries to barrel across. Now, like if either the us or the car next to us, actually, if we were there 1 second early, 1 second, if we were like 1 second faster in driving, there would have been an accident. But fortunately, like, there wasn't one. And it's like, oh, wow, I just got to see right in the moment, like, here's what a difference a second makes. Another situation in my life, it's like, something happened that I needed to respond to, like a notification came through on my phone. It's like I just happened to be looking at my phone right then, and the notification comes through, then I can handle the situation. And it's like, in those, neither of those moments, like a second would have been too much, a minute would have been too much. But there's like this synchronicity that happened that it's like you can't explain that. It just can't be this pure coincidence. Oh, I was just happened to be dinking around on my phone right then. It was beyond that. And I could feel that.
And that is the I could feel that. I mean, I just saw when you said I could feel that, your whole body flinched.
Yeah, like I could feel that.
Right. So,
see, that to me then makes this not this faith in a thing unseen or believing in things unseen. It's like I could see that. I could feel it. I could experience it. And that's where this unsupported faith, it's like it's not unsupported anymore because I can see it.
Well, the only thing that catches me up with that is, what if you would have had the accident?
But I didn't.
But what if you would have? See, like.
But does it help to play with the what ifs when that didn't happen?
Well, I'm just thinking of the person who they just lost their brother in a car accident. So then they would say, well, how does this work for me? And I guess the point that I want us to really think about is, even when there is the accident, we're not alone. Like how I take this is, love goes with us wherever we go. And that doesn't mean we're going to have a perfect life. That doesn't mean that really bad things are not going to happen. That doesn't mean that, you know, people don't die and we don't have accidents and we don't lose our job. And it doesn't mean that. It means that whatever we are going through, love is there with us. So that's the unseen part, right?
That's still seen to me. I'm just going, we're going to have to agree to disagree because that's the scene. Because so even in the tragedies in my life that couldn't be avoided.
And you know, that I'm not married to the definition of fate. That's a definition that I was brought up with.
Well, I know. That's why I like to use it.
Not family brought up, but like that's what the church taught.
Well, that's why I like to bring that up, because even in the tragedies in my life, looking back, I can see how I was supported. How love was in there doesn't mean love stopped it. And this is what you used to tell me. It's like God could be like screaming as loud as he could for you to do the right thing, but you can still choose not to, or for someone else to do the right thing and they still choose not to. That doesn't mean God wasn't there.
No, that's my point, is that love goes with you wherever you go. And for thus, I will be sure that he has not abandoned me and loves me still, awaiting but my call to give me all the help I need to come to him. And that might just be comfort in my grief.
Mm-hmm.
That might just be, you know, help with the pain when I was in a car accident. I mean, I used to think, and I guess maybe that's why, like this point, like we're talking about this so much in this podcast, is that I used to think that, number one, God could abandon, and I had seen where I felt like God had abandoned me, or God had abandoned others, or if I had a bad thought, then the next thing that would happen would be, you know, I would be punished in some way by somebody being mean to me. And, you know, there was all of this judgment going on, really judging God, like God was vengeful and God was would just abandon me. And what I've had to learn is, even if someone is mean to me, love is still with me. Someone being mean to me doesn't mean that love isn't with me. Love comforts me in the situation. Love guides me and is there. And even if I have a bad thought, that doesn't mean I'm going to be punished. It's just that love comes and says, honey, maybe we could talk about your thoughts.
Yeah. Love doesn't punish.
No.
But this part from our prayer today, Father, I thank you that your promises will never fail in my experience if I but test them out. Having that little phrase at the end, if I but test them out. This isn't like, oh, what's that Bible verse? Thou shalt not tempt the Lord or test the Lord thy God.
Mm-hmm.
We actually get to have the test here, and not just like, you know, trick God or anything, but it's like, try out asking for love to come into the situation.
Yeah, that's what this is talking about.
Just try it out. Don't just like, see if it happens. Try it out. Ask for it and see what happens.
So have a wonderful day practicing lesson 327. I need but call and you will answer me. See you tomorrow.
See you then.